News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
With the budget looming, Ireland has 12 days until it becomes the most expensive country in which to buy diesel. So claims Fuels for Ireland director Kevin McPartland. Kevin, give us the numbers.
Morning, Shane. Yeah, well, look, we know that on budget day, it's one of the few things that's certain in advance of budget day is the increase in carbon tax. And that's going to put a couple of cent onto a litre of petrol and diesel at the forecourt pumps. And what that will mean is that we become the most expensive place in Europe to buy diesel and one of the top five most expensive places to buy petrol. And when we break that down, we're going to have a situation next Wednesday when 60.4% of the total price of petrol paid is tax. And for diesel, that's 56.7%. Again, the highest tax in Europe as well as the highest price. And we think the government needs to have a really hard look at this. We've been saying now for a while, we need to have an expert group that reviews the taxation policy on fuel. Because for a number of years, we've been told that by increasing the price of fossil fuels, we'll drive people away from those and move them toward renewable, sustainable energy. We'll move people from internal combustion engines to EVs. And it doesn't work. Prices do not have the same impact on fuel as they do on other products because the normal rules of price elasticity don't actually apply. People don't decide whether or not they're going to drop their kids to school or whether businesses are going to deliver product to not on the basis of the price of fuel. They just don't. And that's not an opinion,
Shane. People do decide.
We can prove that.
People can decide when to use their car and when not to use their car. I mean, obviously, there's certain journeys you can't avoid.
But you could kind of go,
do you know what? I actually might walk to the shop instead of driving to the shop.
Well, Shane, you can talk in hypotheticals. I can talk in facts. When we were at
you were talking in hypotheticals. You said people can't.
I'm giving you the facts.
No, hold on.
I can explain why.
You gave me the facts in the numbers, and then you said something that was not factual. You said people cannot decide.
The basis for that.
Well, tell me the factual basis for it.
When fuel was at its most expensive, when prices were 2.10 or 2.15. a litre in the aftermath of the invasion of Ukraine, we did not have a decrease in the volume of fuels sold.
Yeah, that doesn't mean people can't decide not to use their car.
I didn't say that they can't decide. I say that people don't make a decision based on the price of fuel. Last year was the most expensive year to buy fuel in Ireland, and we had record sales. The facts are there. That's not a matter of opinion. The price does not have the same impact on fuel volume sales as it does on other elements of or other products in the economy. So what we have is a situation.
Could you suggest that maybe that means people aren't particularly price sensitive in relation to fuel?
I'm sorry, you dropped there for a second, Shane.
Could that suggest people aren't price sensitive when it comes to fuel?
If you're asking me, am I saying that people are not price sensitive when it comes to fuel? I am saying exactly that.
Yeah.
And therefore, the government have seen this as kind of a soft touch for stealth tax. So, last 5 years, we have gone from the proportion of the pump price being under 45% to now being over 60%.
If you look at your figures, just to look at your figures, and diesel, I think, is 7% higher in Ireland than the EU average. Petrol, 3.3% higher than the average. Like, if you're filling a car, it costs €75, that's about 225 higher than the EU average. I mean, you wouldn't even get a cup of coffee for it. Is it really worth setting up an expert group over €2.25 every time you fill up your car?
I definitely think it is worth setting up an expert group because I don't believe there was ever an intention from this government to have the most expensive diesel in Europe. And the reason that we want an expert group is because there's a lack of joined up thinking.
Is diesel not yesterday's fuel, Kevin?
Shane, you're breaking in now. I'm finding it really hard to follow the conversation.
I can hear you perfectly, Kevin. Sorry, I don't know what the issue is. I was asking you, is diesel not yesterday's fuel, effectively?
I'm not hearing the question.
All right, Kevin, we'll just have to leave it. I'm afraid there seems to be some problem with the line. Listen, thank you indeed for joining us. I think we have the gist of your argument. Kevin McPartland, Fuels for Ireland Director, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.